Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Over the last few decades, white-tailed deer have expanded their range into the boreal forest. They've even appeared in the territories. Kim Daw is a PhD student at the University of Alberta. She's researching why deer are invading the boreal.
Two of the main working hypotheses are that land use is increasing the amount of food on the landscape for deer. And so, you know, you get agriculture, which is high quality and abundant food. You get forestry cut blocks, which provide good food at certain parts of the regrowth stages. And then the energy sector has, you know, lines going through the bush, again, through regrowth. Alternatively, in the winter, they lose a lot of energy just moving through deep snow and thermoregulating from cold temperatures. And so if climate is changing in terms of less snow, warmer temperatures, and shorter winters, then that leads us to a climate change hypothesis.
According to Kim Daw, the invasion of white-tailed deer into the boreal forest poses a huge threat to woodland caribou. That's because where deer go, wolves follow, and wolves eat caribou too. Thanks today to the NSERC ACR Industrial Chair in Integrated Landscape Management. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.